It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You don't understand. I've got proof. They need proof. The ocean's dying. Plankton's dying. It's people. Soylent Green is made out of people.
They're making our food out of people. Next thing, they'll be breeding us like cattle for food. You gotta tell them. You gotta tell them.
Promise, Tiger. I promise. I'll tell the exchange.
Tell everybody. Listen to me, Hatcher. You gotta tell them. Soylent Green is people!
And now for something completely different.
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hi. Hey, you made it.
In times of crisis, I go into a very strange zen-like state.
Good. That's good.
You'll notice, gentlemen. No, it's Zen.
Oh, okay.
The state of Zen.
Now, you will notice, gentlemen, when I walked into this studio.
Yes.
35 seconds ago.
Uh-huh. Right.
I was cool.
You were.
I was collected.
Like a cucumber, Mike.
No one would have known that I just arrived at the station less than 60 seconds ago.
That's right. No one would know.
I've had me a bit of an afternoon.
How's
that?
Sounds
like it.
A little bit of a confusion issue. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'll tell you all about this. We're lucky that that I made it in here today.
Again.
I'd like to thank Joe Ardinger for, it's happened again.
We're not as lucky
as...
It's
been a weird week.
Mike, we're not as lucky as the listeners are.
Oh, that's right. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that. This is the Mike O'Mara Show for Friday... July 25, 2008, we are here. We are in control. Everything's fine.
It's fine.
However, just a few, about an hour ago,
uh-huh.
I wasn't quite sure how the hell I was going to get here.
Oh, no.
Let me explain. I was late today. I normally get to the station anywhere between 1:30 and 2.
Uh-huh. Hey,
we have our little pre-show in the morning.
That's right.
We have our little pre-show anywhere between... 2:10, 2:15.
Roughly.
We shoot the bull. We discuss what's going to be on the show.
Make plans. Express our dreams.
We relax. We enjoy ourselves. We calm down, especially on a Friday when we're all excited.
Keyed up.
Because it's BYOB Friday.
Yay.
And then we mosey on down here about 2:40 or so.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
About 2:15, we're all together. And then 2:40, we're down here in the studio downstairs, one flight below.
Very leisurely.
And when we get in here, we do a mic check.
Mm-hmm. Figure out what's broken.
We check out all the little...
Test.
We do the little sound effects that are here on the show. And we're ready to go. Now, today, none of that happened. None of that occurred.
And yet, here we are.
I just got here.
Yeah.
We tested everything cool. In lieu of you, Mike.
Calm.
Jesus Christ!
And collected.
Did you get to ride in Joe's car?
I did.
Is he in the Jeep today or the Toyota?
He is in the Toyota.
Hey, nice. So you're traveling in style.
And Joe had the pleasure of chauffeuring me at about, I think it was two... No, not two, probably 150.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure when I called Beth Ann. And I said, Beth Ann, Carla has gone to her mother's, mm-hmm. which is about 45 minutes to an hour away. She
right.
was just arriving.
No.
I took my little shower after a late workout this morning.
Good for you.
Which means when you do that and you're a man of my carriage, it was a big workout.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
No, this was the weight thing. This was the real deal. And okay. I did it on my own without Mr. Pete today.
Attaboy.
So, Rob, you can relate to this, and Buzz, maybe you can too. When you do a little workout and you're running late, you work out, you run upstairs, you jump into a hot shower, you get ready, you put some clothes on, and the waterworks are still working.
Yeah, you're still sweating.
You're still schwitzing.
Right.
I go downstairs, I get my cell phone, get my sunglasses, and I look around, I go, keys.
Must be here somewhere.
I look down, and I immediately know my keys aren't around. I have no idea where they are.
Are they always
though.
In the same place?
They're always sitting there on the kitchen counter, just sitting there waiting for me, going, Mike
is here. Your keys are waiting for you. We're going to be fine going to work today.
My keys are nowhere to be found. I immediately go into a panic mode because I realize Carla has left. And here's my immediate perception.
Uh-huh.
Carla picked me up last night because I rode the motorcycle to work.
Right.
Okay.
Carla picked me up so we could go to Wolf Trap with the Burbanks right. last night mm-hmm. and enjoy Eric Idle at Wolf Trap.
Right.
I'll get to that in a second because I want to ask Buzz about it. Mm-hmm. Buzz hung in there. I didn't.
I did.
Oh, really?
Ah, Joe's bringing my water. Hello, Mr. Chauffeur.
But I understand why you didn't.
What a great ride Joe and I had in together.
What a good-looking shirt, Joe.
Thank you.
It's nice. A party shirt.
It is.
It is.
So much to cover on the show today. There's so much to talk about. So much is going on, and it's a happy day here at WJFK.
Let's just party.
I call. Yes, go ahead.
Buzz babes are arriving.
Ah, good.
Oh, yes.
I saw a couple of them in the hallway
mm-hmm.
already. It's Friday, gentlemen.
Yay.
It's going to be a big Friday today.
Big, big Friday.
So where was I? I lost my train of thought when Joe walked in.
Your keys were still missing. They were calling out for you, but you knew they were gone.
I knew they were gone.
Carla was gone.
First thing I realized, Carla's got this new purse. She's got a purse the size of a football field. She has got
That's big.
She's got a huge, this is a huge
purse. It's 100 yards long?
Regulation size.
This purse, you could actually land a helicopter in it.
We're talking big, Arthur.
This is I'm talking large.
Just plain big.
And I think she's got it in her purse. So I call Carla. I said, do you have my keys? She goes, oh, no. Hold on. Let me pull over.
So she digs.
She pulls over, and I hear, you know, 45 minutes later, she finishes digging through her purse, and she says, no, I don't have your keys.
And then did you ask if Oscar was in the purse?
In the meantime, I'm going downstairs. I have a separate garage, so I have to leave the house and go down mm-hmm. a flight of stairs
sure.
to the back of the yard where I have the cars up on blocks and where my garage is.
By the sofas?
And by the sofas, hey, they're still comfortable. You know,
I know they
God,
are.
God, I hate it when it rains, though.
It's bad when they get wet.
So I go and I check, and no, nothing. And then I start the exercise of going hop and down the stairs.
And you were already spritzing.
And I'm spritzing. This time, mm-hmm. I'm spritzing like you. It looks like this T-shirt I'm wearing has been soaked.
I have to jump in.
Go ahead.
Schwitzing.
Schwitzing.
Not spritzing.
Well, I'm sorry. You're 1/8 Jewish. I'm not. It's schwitzing.
Yeah, let's use the word right. Schwitzing.
Schwitzing. So I'm schwitzing. Uh-huh. And then I say 4 or 5 times, I go back up the flight of stairs and back down again.
I hate
trying different key combinations. And I realize mm-hmm. I have, like many people in America, probably, you know, 20, 30 keys. I don't have an effing clue what they open, what they do.
I got keys on my key ring. I don't know what they're
for. I don't know, and I've got these keys, but they all look like this special little round one I have for the garage.
Now, what's in the garage that'll help you?
The car.
Oh, you think the keys might be in the car?
At this point, I think the keys might be in the car. Then I realize there's just no way. I've tried every single key that looks similar, and it won't open the garage door. And I'm not going to pry open or break a window or anything, because I'm not going to do that, because I don't think that even if I do that, I know my car is locked.
Right.
And I won't be able to get into it because mm-hmm. I haven't set up the old phone thing where they can unlock your car.
Right.
So I realize at this point I got to call Beth Ann, make arrangements, and she goes, she'll send somebody out. And I said, okay, who are you planning to send out to pick me up? And she said, Joe.
You're all set.
At this point, I go into that zen-like state
good,
that I'm telling you
good.
About.
Yeah, because it's really out of your hands
That's
at this
right.
point.
I just don't
Do you think you would
I'm
be
not going to worry
way?
Anymore.
If you found out an airplane was crashing and you were on the plane, is it the same feeling? Because
no.
you realize there's nothing you can do.
You're talking about imminent death.
Yes.
And you know, I'd probably be, if you knew the plane was going to crash, I think you've heard this about people, they kind of hold hands, I love you, but you know, they've
Is that
never
what you
been
did
to...
with Joe?
That's exactly
well,
what I did with
that
Joe.
That would have happened anyway.
So I sit and I wait. While I'm waiting, I begin to process.
Okay.
And I realize the keys are in the motorcycle because I don't have a key to get into my garage on the motorcycle, so I put the keys in the saddlebag. Mm-hmm. So that's where they sit, locked up tight right. in my saddlebag. That's
you have a
where
key for the
are.
Saddlebag?
I have a key for the saddlebag that's in the trunk of my car at home.
Wow. It's like a puzzle.
So
yes.
Now, how will you be able to fix this?
The motorcycle was here?
I'm looking for somebody to chauffeur me around this evening because I know that's not going to end, you know, when we're done
All
here tonight.
All this because you want to drink tonight.
No, not because I want to drink tonight. It just happened that way. However, when in Rome, when things are out of your control,
exactly.
You just have to relax and enjoy yourself, and that's where it is, and that's where it ends. So that is where we are. At this moment, I walked in seriously. 45 seconds before the show starts, I walked in here, and you guys, thanks for setting everything up.
Sure.
And I'm glad I'm here. I'm delighted to be here.
Glad you're here, too.
Does Carla have a key to the motorcycle?
She's got a key to the motorcycle.
And the saddlebag?
She's got a key to the garage. She's got a key to the to the car where I'll get the helmet out of the car. And
but right now, the biggest problem, as I see it, is the saddlebag.
And the Harley was here, isn't it, because Carla picked you up for the show last night?
Let's not give a roadmap now, Buzz. We don't want...
Right.
No, it's not here. I actually left it at a garage over somewhere else. Anyway, but we're here. We're in control. Everything's fine, gentlemen. Let me tell you about the show today. Who the hell is this? Bethann McBride of the studio. I don't know. See, we didn't have our little pre-show. Sam, is this the guy that told Kathy Lee to shut up tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Bethann McBride to the studio, please.
Sam, the food guy.
Come here and accept your accolades.
It's time for another congratulatory spanking.
You're getting accolades?
You're absolutely on fire. You are getting these people that within 24 hours that we want to talk to just on random little thoughts.
You got Mike here on time today.
Mike, did you bump your head?
You were very calm today, too. You're very calm in crisis, too, aren't you? You really are. You're not... Where are you going to be? Was she calm when she was here?
No.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say yeah.
I'll tell you when she veered off from cool is when she came in at 2:51:20. I just happened to look at the clock.
Right.
2:51:20, she says... They're in Centerville.
Yeah, that got her.
That was Joe's little lie.
Oh, my God, I believed it.
The phone rang, and I said to Joe, because, you know, comedy is my life, I said, Joe, tell Bethann we're in Centerville. Please tell her we're in Centerville.
It meant nothing to her because she doesn't understand geography.
Yes, I did.
I knew immediately that you had to be lying because I crunched the numbers.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't think that you might make... I thought you might be a couple minutes late, but if you were in Centerville, you would have been coming in from, like, England.
Well, you know, I made it, and that's the most important thing. I'm very happy about that. Very happy to be here. Yeah. But Sam Zion is the guy that was the cooking guy.
Zion?
And, on the Today Show.
He had a meltdown on the Today Show. I have tremendous admiration for this guy.
Yes, we all do.
I'm imagining he's going to be difficult with us as well.
No, I don't think so.
No, he wasn't over the phone.
He was nice on the phone.
Not if we don't all talk at once.
Well, we're going to talk to the guy who on the Today Show told Hoda and Kathy Lee to button it, and it was delightful. And also Joe McLeod on the movies today.
Yay.
A lot of movies this weekend.
Yay.
Rob Spiewak, have you read any of the preliminary reviews?
I found a couple bad ones.
For Step Brothers, where did you find bad ones?
USA Today and the New York papers.
Really?
Yeah. You read any of the good ones? I haven't seen any good ones.
There was a good one in the Washington Post. There was a great one in the...
Is the kids section?
It's not the kids post. It was a rave of the Washington Post.
It could not have been a rave.
Every review I'm reading about this movie is telling me it is dumb and Dumber Part 2, and I am ready to go. I'm ready to commit to this and, you know, have a few green bottles and go see it. So we'll talk to Joe McLeod on the movies. And it is BYOB Friday.
Hooray!
That means we've got a bunch of Buzz Babes coming by today and also all of the junkies. That is for those of you around the country that don't know these guys. This is our morning show, and they will be stopping by today. So we are very, very happy about
that. Very excited about it.
So we got us a loaded show today. It's going to be a very, very good show.
We'll be loaded.
And I will mention briefly, because I am a big believer in you don't make a big deal out of this, but you do say thank you. We're very excited here. The show got great ratings. We had the ratings book come out today.
It's our first complete book.
It's our first full book, and thank you, thank you, thank you, Washington, D.C. You have preserved our jobs for another 3 months.
Thank you.
We could not be more thrilled.
That's true.
Lots of categories right across the board. I won't break out all the numbers because I think that's boring to you people, but the fact is we've done very, very well, and the station has done very, very well, and the junkies who are coming in here today, they've done very, very well.
Indeed.
As a matter of fact, they edged out... a certain show in a few categories, and I'm
not
sure what it is. But for some reason, I just want to. I have this desire to go. Okay, sorry. That's all I'm going to say on the matter.
You're in such a good mood.
I am in a good mood, and you're all to be congratulated. You've worked very hard, and things are going very, very, very well. Now, with that said. I've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah.
Oh, is it time?
It is time.
Is it time?
I said I'd be making this announcement at the beginning of the show. Oh, incidentally, here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. Give us a call. Here it is. Are you ready?
Ready.
We've been talking about it, the party on the 8th. How long have we been talking about this? A couple of weeks at least.
Where is it going to be?
I know that's what everybody wants to know.
Mm-hmm.
Our sales staff has been scurrying all over the countryside trying to find just the right place.
That's what they do.
I love to watch them scurry, usually along the baseboard.
We are all going to be out there. I'm talking about Mike, Buzz, Rob, Bethann, Joe, Katie, everybody, and all of the Buzz Babes, 13 of them,
that's
right?
That's right.
With their brand new costumes.
Ooh.
You're going to see them first.
For the first time.
The timpani player is sweating.
I would like to say, ladies and gentlemen, And do we have some good music when we make the announcement?
I thought you would play a flourish.
I don't want a flourish. Give me something good so we can delay it a little bit more.
Something party-ish, perhaps?
Yeah, something just to, you know, really good music.
Celebratory type music.
Sometimes I make Rob think of things on the fly, and he's very, very good at that, especially when he's wearing his fish.
Like here it is, guys. Yes. Are you ready?
Ready.
Yes. Attention, Shanti. Chantilly, Virginia.
Ah, yes.
The party on the 8th and the debut of the Buzz Babes. Friday night, August 8th at 8 o'clock, the Great Chantilly Sports Bar, Bungalow Billiards.
Yeah.
What? Wait a minute. Bungalow Billiards.
Yay!
13891 Metro Tech Drive in Chantilly on August 8th. We will be there. Bungalow Billiards doing their best to save the wildlife.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I do.
With billiards and brew and great food, too. You can get all the info on our party on the 8th that we're going to have in Chantilly on August 8th
yes.
at MikeOmeraShow.com. We look forward to seeing you. We're very excited about this. Friday night, it all starts at 8 o'clock. We'll be out there, and then we're going to bring the Buzz Babes out there, and everybody's going to be able to say hi, and it's going to be a good party, and we'll party with you all night long.
I was amazed. Both Mike and I are familiar with the venue, and
yes.
It's fantastic.
It is. Actually, when we were going through this, I mentioned yesterday there was one place that was a really nice joint to go to, a little bit too small.
Yes.
Another place that I liked, but they wanted to do a cover. We're not doing that
to
you.
We don't play that.
This is right. Going to be a freebie for you.
This place
and,
has elbow room.
I tip my hat to Mr. Geronimo, who established a long time ago, mm-hmm. you know, when we head out and about,
yes.
No cover charge,
right.
And I want to maintain that on this show. The Party on the 8th, debut of the Buzz Babes. That's Friday night, August 8th, 8 o'clock, the Great Chantilly Sports Bar, Bungalow Billiards, 13891 Metro Tech Drive, Chantilly. You are going to get sick of me saying that because I'm very excited about that happening.
8808 at 8.
Yes, so that's it. That's it. I got all the business taken care
finally,
of here.
Finally, and thank goodness you're here.
Oh, God, it's good to be here. Now, about last night.
Yes, about last night.
About last night. Buzz and I had a date with our ladies. We're going to go out to see Monty Python's Eric Idle,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know exactly what to expect.
None of us did.
A magnificent night at the theater.
A beautiful night. I have
perfect.
Never, believe it or not, with all my years, being here in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. I have never been to Wolf Trap.
That
never
shocked
in my life.
Me.
And
now
ashamed to say the same is true
that's
for me.
That's the National Park of the mm-hmm. Performing Arts.
Yeah, but, you know, mm-hmm. As much as I like to think of I fancy myself as a Renaissance man, Rob Spiewak, mm-hmm. as much as I do, I will tell you that I'm very, very, you know, I'm a neophyte when it comes to this kind of stuff because
sure.
I just don't go to your operas and, you know, your symphonies.
They
I just don't
much.
Do
they
that
They get
a lot.
The rock stars there sometimes.
They mm-hmm. do. They have some rock acts that are there, but I, you know, I haven't been out there. And,
yeah.
man, I mean, if the place, you know, I'm not telling anybody anything in D.C.
Yeah.
Duh. The place is...
Hey, what's going on this side?
Pretty goddamn incredible.
Oh, it's an amazing
beautiful.
Place
you know
to
what
see
I noticed
show?
About the very first thing? You've never been there before.
No, never.
God, is the place clean.
It is. Oh, immaculate.
Spick and span.
Not a thing out of place. Not a hair out of place on the venue.
Really?
It was incredible.
Just
you know?
A beautiful venue.
And even when Carl and I wanted to go over and have a you know cancer stick, it was just you know a little corner of the world with those little stand-up plastic things
sure.
that you got to ash into.
They have a corral for that.
And
yeah.
I shouldn't be smoking. It's a terrible habit. I'm
very,
sorry.
Very
I shouldn't
bad.
Do that. And I don't do it that often.
Mm. All I know is that since you've been here today, you haven't had one.
I understand that. And the thing about Wolf Trap, and I must tell you, yeah. Wolf Trap is just special.
It is. Well, I've seen
a special place, especially when it's a lovely evening.
Thought yeah, on TV, but never in person
what
before.
Are you doing? I'm just having fun.
Don't have a cigarette.
Just
now.
Trying to have a little fun, folks. You that's all I'm doing.
It's great sound, and for those people around the country, what it is, it's a huge open air pavilion.
Did I mention I almost didn't make the show today?
Thank goodness you're here, Mike.
I'm glad to be here.
A huge open-air pavilion that opens up into a hillside
yes.
so people can actually sit on the lawn and
oh.
watch the show.
Now, those people that sit out on the lawn, they got it going. I mean, we were in the
oh,
pavilion.
Oh, have you seen the amazing setups they bring?
Yeah, I was jealous as soon as I looked at these people with their coolers and their bottles of wine.
They can eat and drink, yeah.
You know, and I know this is, you know, people really that have lived here and listened to the show for
I know,
a long
it's
time.
It's sort of old news.
Hey, dumbass, you're telling us about Wolf Trap. It's yeah. been there for 3,000 years.
It's
you
the
know?
Second one. It burned down. They built it again.
But we go down. We get our tickets. They treat us very nice out there. Want to thank, what's his name?
Yes, Graham.
Graham what?
Graham. Graham, our friend.
I thought you'd know it.
You're
as thoughtless as I am. You are as insincere as I am.
I know our amazing contact out there is named Chris Gere.
Wait a minute, that's incorrect. You're 10 times more thoughtful than I am.
You just don't remember
name. No, I have the guy's name at home.
Graham Kerr.
So that I can write guy.
Graham Cracker.
So I can write him a thank you note. Alexander, I have his name on my desk.
And put my name on that.
I will do that, absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
He'll write Mike hates you, but I...
You got it, buddy.
Mike hates you, but I love you.
We have an amazing contact out there. Chris Gare is a really good guy, and he helps us out when we need
him. Is that the guy Graham?
No, it's not.
No, different guy.
This might be Graham's boss.
Hey, Beth Ann, what's the guy's name? Do we know the guy's name? Graham. Oh, great. Everybody knows.
That's not fair. Agreed.
You know, as soon as he takes care of us, we forget him. We throw him away
yesterday. Typical.
Graham was very nice. Everybody remembers
so
Graham.
I get there. I think I get there before Buzz. My tickets.
7:05.
And, I'm not a tandem driver. You didn't expect me to drive in tandem.
Oh, no. Heavens no.
Did
no,
the
no.
directions work out okay?
Did Carla know? Did Marcia know that Carla was next to her in the car?
Yeah. Actually,
in the same car?
Because Carla kind of waved, and then Marcia was looking straight ahead. And
she was doing that when I got in the car. But Marcia,
she described that to me, and I pictured the woman in American Beauty when they go into the house,
you've got the picture
sitting at the dining room table.
You pictured it exactly.
Hey guys, could you answer the phones, please? I'd certainly appreciate it. That would be wonderful. There's one right there. Good. I'd love to talk to listeners.
Boy, you make him pick you up. Especially. You make him answer the phones.
Sorry,
you're a taskmaster.
It's his job. He's got to get back to it now. So I get the tickets.
Years.
What?
After 6 years, he's got to get back to it.
I get the tickets and go down, and great seats. They were so nice to take care of us at Wolf Trap.
Perfect seat.
And I've never seen the National Symphony, and they've got the big light NSO sign up there where they project the light onto the backdrop. And
here's the National Symphony Orchestra performing Eric Idle Monty Python stuff.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah. You know, it's going to be irreverent. It's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. And we sit down, and we're just waiting for Buzz and Marcia. And suddenly this big string of people comes in, and they sit down, and I got a big string of people on my left and a big string on my right, and no Buzz and Marcia, and it occurs to me Buzz and Marcia got different seats.
We weren't seated together.
Oh, really?
We weren't seated next
to
each other.
So, the usual hand-holding was off.
Yeah, we were I was very disappointed, because, if Buzz and I were sitting next to each other, kind of turns out Buzz and I were probably exactly on the same page.
On the same page.
As far as this show.
The only difference is I stayed, you left, but it could have easily gone the other way.
Let's go to Keith. Keith, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Keith.
What's up, guys?
How are you?
Hey, Buzz, it's Captain Sparrow.
Hey, how you doing?
Who's Captain?
One of our IM friends, and I've forgotten to sign on, so I'll do that now.
Oh, it's the gay IMer.
Oh, fantastic. How's the life? How things in the life, Keith?
I wouldn't know. But I think that the guy's name that you're looking for is Graham Binder. Oh, I emailed him about internships.
That sounds right.
And how old are you, Keith?
I am 20 years old.
You're 20 years old.
When are the braces coming off?
You sound 11. Is that why you IM instead of call? Thanks so much. I appreciate that. Thanks so much for the call. Keep up the IMs. We will not allow you back on the phone again.
I think his name is Graham Binder.
Is it Graham Binder?
Yes, that's correct.
Graham Binder.
That is the correct name.
Binder or Bender?
Binder, B-I-N-D-E-R.
All right, whatever. Uh-huh. All right, so thanks to him.
You asked.
It was very nice for him
to two pairs of tickets. Did you sit with Buzz and the ladies were together?
We didn't know where they were. We had no idea until we were walking out at intermission, and then I saw Marcia. Marcia, thank God, saw us first and waved, and I saw our good friend Surf.
Yes.
You know, our wonderful buddy Surf was there looking.
Was he in the show?
He was. Yes. No, he could have been. It was great to see
in
Surf.
In drag.
I love Surf.
He's amazing. Great
I really
guy.
Do love Surf. And we saw him there. And then Buzz and I went out to intermission, and we were sitting there chatting. And I said, what do you think? He's like, And he said, what did you think, Mike? I said, a lot of operatic singing.
Oh.
Even when you're singing silly things, it's operatic singing.
That's true.
Buzz and I were kind of both looking for a little bit more Python. And you're not going to get it.
Eric Idle was hysterical. His monologue and just about everything he said verbally was rollickingly funny. But the show didn't quite live up to our comedy expectations.
Yeah, and it was a lot of singing. And, I realized very soon that it was time maybe to duck on out. And once they started with that, I would have stayed, and it was, it would have been, how was the second half? Did you stay for the second half?
It was good. In fact, it was a little easier to understand because I believe the lead singer switched microphones in between. It was hard to understand some of the vocalists. So some of the funny lines were lost. But
Rome has not had the Romans done for us.
That's it. What has Rome done for us?
What have the Romans done for us?
You missed him playing the leaf blower, which was really great.
Okay.
You missed him performing as Bob Dylan. Eric Idle performing as Bob
Dylan. Now, that's the one
Bob
I wanted
Dylan.
To see. Was it hysterical?
Very good. And he nailed it. It was an amazing impression. He did a great job with that. And just an incredible ending number. Of course, always look on the bright side of life. And then a beautiful encore after. after that, the crowd brought them back.
What was the encore? Did you see the encore?
It was like an additional song they'd written for the piece that was sort of post-story.
So if you're a Monty Python fan, it's good stuff. I think what you're going to see is they're going to maybe turn that into another Spamalot kind of play, right? Isn't that what the plan
is? I think
so.
They're going to need
to
punch it up a little, but yeah.
So thanks to everybody at Wolf Trap.
But the band was good. Stuff.
Yes, they were.
Yes.
And the singers.
Also, incidentally, note to the Today Show's David Gregory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
When you're interviewing a 15-year-old girl, I think that the question, what do you look for in boys, is probably not the best, especially with the girl, you know, almost showing her boobs in Vanity Fair. Probably not
the
best question in the world.
I had the exact same feeling. He could...
Creepy, creepy, creepy. Just not, he's just out of it.
He was so awkward today. Did you see when he did the fake piece where he went back to her dressing room?
Yeah, yeah. And that was just, and he's so, what is he, 8 feet tall?
He's 100 feet tall.
Hi,
she...
Miley. How are you doing? I'm David Gregory.
And really, he appeared starstruck.
Mm-hmm.
And he came out of the whole thing, and I looked at her, and she still sounds like Mary Carey when she talks.
I really am really, really happy to be 15 years old and doing this. This is really... Hey, guess who I sound like? Gary Busey.
Hey, Gary.
Buseyisms.
But anyway, lots more coming up on the show. We're going to get our very first buzz and also more fun and more thrills. Mm-hmm. When we get everybody crammed in here today, and I don't know how we're going to fit everybody into the studio between the junkies and all the buzz bays.
I know.
That's part of the
There'll have to be some lap sitting.
We're going to play a live version with everybody here of Guess What's in Rob's Pants today. Are you prepared for this?
I have an excellent item that not even you know about.
Really?
So you could play this game.
I'm excited. Lots more fun and more thrills coming up. We'll be back on The Big Show.
It's The Michael Mara Show.